Star Wars 7x7 episode 3413. All right, this is the last of the Ahsoka episodes that's not a Jedi business episode. we're going to give a final rating for the Ahsoka series here, and we're also going to put it on a scale looking at all the seasons of live action Star Wars television that we've gotten so far, and I'd love to hear your thoughts and where you would place the Ahsoka series among them as well. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. I do want to say thank you so much for everybody who has left comments about the Ahsoka series, about the recent episodes I've done, asking for opinions and feedback and whatnot. I'm really very appreciative of it, and this is going to be another one of those episodes where I would love to hear your thoughts on what we're going to do here. If you're catching this on YouTube, comments are right there. If you're catching the audio version, then head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7. And let me know what you think there. All right, so for a final grade for the Ahsoka series, I've been, you know, trying to do this as a series itself, but then also in relation to the rest of the live action seasons that we've gotten. And ultimately, it comes out the same. I keep ending up at a straight B for the Ahsoka series. And the reason why I can't bring it up into the A's is because there was just so much with the pacing of it that just never sat right with me, from the slowness in the opening episodes to the lack of urgency in the second half of the season. Like, those particular elements just made it so that I just could not bring it up into the A range in all good conscience. The lightsaber action in the early episodes was fantastic, but not enough to outweigh the pacing challenges. Second half of the season was much stronger thanks to the World Between Worlds and bringing Thrawn into play, but again, you know, urgency issues toward the end of it and some just disappointment in terms of Thrawn and the execution of the character. So yeah, I feel pretty comfortable with giving it a B rating overall. I did really enjoy a lot about it, but yeah, it just doesn't rise to the level of, say, the Andor series, which is still my favorite among all of the Star Wars live action series seasons so far, and I'm sitting with an A for that one. And coming right after that, I'm giving an A minus to season one of The Mandalorian, followed by a B plus for season two of The Mandalorian. And the reason why I couldn't quite get up into the A's for that was because it felt like it was very much the quid pro quo season. Like, every single episode was like, well, you do this for me and then I'll help you along. It was like the whole thing just over and over again. And I remember it getting on my nerves at one point, but still a very enjoyable season nonetheless, and introducing a lot of wonderful situations to it, including Bo-Katan and Luke Skywalker and Ahsoka Tano, like tons of really awesome things about the season. I'd also give the Obi-Wan Kenobi series a B plus, and I think that if they had gone 8 episodes with the same concept and had spread things out even further, then it might have sank to a B for me. But it still had fantastic execution, and I really loved the idea of putting young Leia in danger and having us kind of reconceive the notion of Obi-Wan's protective abilities, seeing how he had lost touch with the Force and having to get back to it, and having multiple confrontations with Darth Vader during this particular time period. There was a lot that was super compelling about it. So yeah, I felt like that one for me, like, yeah, between Ahsoka and the Obi-Wan series, I think I preferred the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. And then on the other side of the Ahsoka series, I would put season 3 of The Mandalorian and the Book of Boba Fett season at B minuses, and so I'm rating them underneath where I have the Ahsoka series. And I'll be honest with you, Boba Fett is not necessarily one of my favorite characters in general, never has been. I do love Temuera Morrison. I think he does a fantastic job, but just I'm, you know, not especially interested or fascinated with the character. And so yeah, I think I was already kind of disinclined to, you know, go way up with the ratings, or it had like a very high bar for me, basically. So yeah, so it could be certainly a function of my own particular tastes that it's in B minus range. And whereas there were things I liked about Mandalorian season 3, it did feel more uneven than previous episodes, and just how they handled the whole Darksaber thing, like, I'm perfectly fine with Bo-Katan getting the Darksaber. I wanted her to have the Darksaber by the end of the season. I wanted her to be the one to reunite Mandalore. Like, that makes perfect sense to me. It was just, you know, the way things happened, just, the whole season felt a little slapdash by comparison for me, but still, again, a lot to enjoy about it. So to sum it up, Ahsoka with a B rating for myself, at least, sitting maybe below the middle, comparatively speaking, looking at Andor first, Mando season one, then Obi-Wan Kenobi, then Mando season two, then Ahsoka, then The Book of Boba Fett, and then Mando season three. And so once again, let me ask you what you think. How would you rate the various Star Wars live action series, or if you had to put them in order of your most favorite to least favorite? And, you know, hey, Star Wars, it's kind of like pizza. Even bad pizza is good pizza. So would love to hear where you are ranking the series for yourself. Just chime in wherever you see comments. If it's that on YouTube, hey, right there. And again, if you're catching an audio version of the show, then please head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.